This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to begin with two items from Iraq. We'll hear from a Marine colonel in the west of the country in just a few minutes. He'll discuss the ongoing fight against insurgents there. But first to NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. He's tracking a number of violent incidents around Iraq today. A series of explosions left at least 64 people dead and some 120 wounded, according to Iraqi police. Peter, I understand the worst attacks were in the north of the country. Could you tell us about them?
That's right. There have been a lot of car bombs in recent weeks here, but this was a big number, even by those standards. In the north, in Tikrit, a suicide car bomber who'd reportedly been diverted from the police station there pulled into a market where day laborers gathered to look for work. Witnesses there said men crowded around the car thinking it was an opportunity for employment. At least 30 of them, it said, were killed in that explosion. Hours later, militant group Ansar al-Sunnah claimed responsibility for the blast. They offered a different version on a website. Their version didn't involve a suicide attacker and also said the target was Iraqis who the group claims at least work at a U.S. military base. Also today, there was another suicide bomber in the north, this time wearing explosives under his clothes. He set off his charge in the town of Hawija, that's near Kirkuk, while he was standing in a line at a police and army recruiting station. That death toll also approached 30, according to Iraqi officials.
And in Baghdad, another series of bombs there exploding during the morning traffic.
Yes, it's almost been like clockwork in recent days. They begin around 8 a.m. local time, or 9 sometimes. Today it was 8. They continued in rapid succession this time, at least 3 bombs. But there have been other violent attacks as well around the country. Here in Baghdad, police say gunmen ambushed a police car, killing a police captain before fleeing. Down in the south, police say there was a bomb at a chemical plant. One source says they make fertilizer there, igniting a gas pipeline in the south. Conflicting death tolls from that incident, but at least one person is dead, dozens wounded in that huge fire down there.
Taken together, this puts the Iraqi death toll in just about 2 weeks' time at over 350 people. What is the U.S. military saying about the situation, and what can it do to deal with it?
Well, I spoke with a U.S., a senior U.S. military officer today. He said this spate of car bombings is worrisome. It has not gone unnoticed that there's more dead Iraqi civilians already this month than there were in all of April. This officer called it a classic challenge posed by the urban terrorist. They could shut the city down, close off streets, make people sit around in 100-degree heat here, but then, he says, the terrorists have won. What the military will try to do is press on with its training of Iraqi security forces, which is a way of getting better intelligence. Obviously, the whole point, he says, is that most insurgencies end when they enter the political process, and that is something that's not imminent. It will take several months.
And Peter, what are Iraqis saying about this uptick in violence? Almost daily reports now of violent incidents throughout the country.
There's a combination of anger, resignation, and just bafflement as to why nothing is getting done. It really has not helped the cause of the new government, which has been dickering and taking many weeks, even months, to get on its feet. There are call-in shows now that feature favorable, almost nostalgic comments about the former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, whose policies, we have to say, were not all that different from the current government's policies, but his image was that of a much tougher man. And it's that image of toughness and an attempt to crack down and fight back against these insurgents that ordinary Iraqis are desperate for now.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Baghdad.